Thank you for choosing another presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray that you will be blessed by the following sermon and that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart.
Happy Sabbath. The giver, the given, the gift, and the gifted. The giver, the given, the gift, and the gifted. Is this the little boy I carried? Is this the little child at play? I can't remember growing older. When did they? When did she grow to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so strong? Wasn't it yesterday when they were young? Sunrise, sunset. Here we stand now, metaphorically and actually, between the already and the not yet. Already this year is gone, not yet has the next one started. And I try to find something that would be perennial as the grass, that no matter what day of the year it would be, we would always be between the already and the not yet. And I found in the text that we hold very dear to ourselves, the giver, the given, the gift, and the gifted. For God so loved the world, the giver, that he gave his only begotten Son, the given, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, the gift, and whosoever, the gifted. But I try to think, what does that mean? That God would define himself by a gift. That he would want to be known and his fame would go out because of what he gave. And then I started to think about what that would mean. Is this the little boy I carried? Is this the little girl at play? I can't remember growing older. When did they? When did she grow to be a beauty? When did he grow to be so strong? Can you imagine taking this bundle of joy that you have carried through the years and watched grow and define yourself by giving it away? And that is the giver. And it is the given who, in obedience to his father, walked these dusty roads and was willing to spread his arms and say, "It is finished." Will you define yourself, though, as the gifted?
Afternoon. We find ourselves one more year closer to Christ coming. Amen. I had a birthday this early part of this month, and I find myself 70 years closer to his second coming. We don't know how much time we have left, amen? We just don't know. We're going to have to work until he comes. And so we find ourselves here, the 2011 is about to end, and 2012, what will it bring? We realize that in these last days, the move is going to be what? Rapid ones. And we just want to make sure that by the grace of God that we have got everything and done everything possible in order to be saved and that we're saving others as well. Amen. The scripture that he read there, Matthew 21:12. And Jesus went into the temple and began to cast them out that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables and the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. I had my little prop. I can imagine people into church, sitting there with their coins, and they said, when Christ came into the scene, he looked at what was taking place. He heard all the animals, the cattle, the sheep, and then he heard all the commotion that was going over by the tables. What it was when people came in from other countries, they had their own coins, amen? So now the priests, they had printed some temple coins. And the rate of exchange, you know, well, you came from this country, we'll give you this much for your money, and such and such. And those was saying, wait a minute, how come he got more than I got, and all that. And you could hear the squabbling going over on about the money. And Christ was looking at this scene when he came into his church, and he was just abhorred as to what he saw taking place. What had happened was that the priests themselves had saw that they could gain profit by selling temple coins. All the people came. Not only that, they were able to sell the cattle, the sheep for sacrifice. And what also they had done, they had increased the sacrifices. We can have more sacrifices because all of a sudden it was profitable. Their own greed. And then Jesus said unto them, it is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer. But ye have made it a den of what? What about Southside? What do we got on the table? Maybe it's anger. Maybe I just don't like somebody. You know, I talk to them and everything, but I just don't quite like them, and I got this anger about me. And when we angry with someone, we also planning almost like we want to what? Take their lives as such. Maybe it's pride that we have here at Southside that's kind of keeping us back. We got that on the table as well. But again, maybe it's we're not coming to church on time. We're not giving God the reverence that he deserves. Maybe our service just isn't quite up to power. Maybe, too, it is a den of what? These, because we're taking from God. Amen? Maybe it's our tithe paying. We just haven't quite understood yet. You know, we go over that all the time. Well, you know, tithes goes here, offerings goes here. And you tell them about it. Well, you know, I just don't understand. Well, this is tithes, this is offering. One goes here, one goes there. You would think it'd be just that. I just don't understand. Spiritually blind. Spiritually blind. Amen? We want to make sure that we have gotten this thing together. Amen? And I can imagine when Christ looked at it and he saw all this stuff that was going on in his father's house. And I could see him turning over the tables and the chairs. What he was trying to say is, we got to get up. We got to be about our father's business. Amen. We have done so long that we haven't done the things that we should have. And we have just wasted. As we look back on 2011, what have we accomplished? What have we done? I reminded that as we, Revelation chapter 18, it talks about another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having what? And crying out with a what? Loud voice that what has happened? Babel has fallen. You know who that angel is? It's us. We got to be the ones that's doing it. And if we didn't do it in 2011, guess what? We're finna start a new year. And as we just don't want in no shape or form that somehow we have just missed the boat here. Amen? The thing is, once we get all the stuff, once he drove out all the cattle, and they said when he spoke the words that in my Father's house it is written that it shall be a house of prayer, that as he spoke it, the words was buffeting them like a tempest. You know, he was saying, it is written, and the wind, it seemed like it would blow, and they were staggering back, but his divinity came through, showing that his displeasure of what they were doing. We wonder about Southside. Do we understand the work that we have to do here? Are we squabbling and carrying on, murmuring and complaining all the time? If we're doing that, we just can't do the work that God intended for us to do. Amen? Amen. We also are looking for a what? We're looking for a pastor, aren't we? The church has to be together, and the pastors. Listen to this. 22, beginning with verse 33. At another parable, and there was a certain householder who planted a vineyard and hedged it around about, and digged a wine press in it, and built a tower, and left it and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew nigh, he sent his servants to the husband that they might receive the fruit thereof. And the husbands, they took the servants, they beat one, they killed another, and they stoned another. And again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same likewise. But at last he said, I will send my son, saying that they will certainly reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw his son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize of his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord thereof of the vineyards come, what will he do to those husbandmen? And then the reply was from the people were, and they said unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men. When we complain, the pastors are coming, they're like servants. And we can slay them as well. Amen. I can imagine there'd be a group of them. When we do get a pastor, they'll be on the sidelines thinking, well, okay, let's see what he got. See if he can raise the temperature around here, whatever it is, and if he doesn't quite measure up to what they were going to think he should be, they'll be calling where? Conference office. He just doesn't fit. We can kill our servants. Thing is, what are we going to do with the one that we got coming? Amen? Amen. Now, who sends them? Who? It's accountability there. And he takes it personable when you talk about his servants. Because he said, I'm in charge of this. I'm the one that sets him up. And I, like he's like the story I just read you. He said, "I sense my servants. It's time for the harvest." What did they do to them? They killed them. They beat them. They stoned them, and all that. And still down here in the day, we can still do the same thing. Amen. We can still stone them. We can still slay them by words that we do that. And the thing is about complaining and murmuring is, you just don't do it to yourself. You got to what? You got to tell somebody else. Now, they got to make a decision as to whether they want to listen to you or do they want to go along with what you said or to shut it down. But you have influenced them as well. And that's the problem. You begin to spread words because, well, you know, I don't think he's quite measuring up. I don't think he's doing what he should be. And we keep murmuring and complaining and the word and the things never get going. We got a whole lot of work to do. Amen? We need all our young people, all of them, working to help further this gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? But the thing is, maybe we just got too much stuff going on in the church that we can't quite get it out. Now, the problem is when Christ told him, he said, look, he ran him out of the temple. And as soon as he did, read verse 14 of 21, Matthew 21, verse 14. What happened? What? That's the problem. They're ready to come in, but we got so much what? Stuff going on in here that he's just not sending them in. Not until Christ was able to clear out the temple were the blind and the lame able to come in. We're getting ready to go into 2012. And we just want to make sure that we're doing it correctly. Amen? Amen. We said that this church is a house of what? Prayer. We just want to start out correctly. Amen? Some things we did in 2011 we shouldn't have done, or maybe we could have done things better. But when children, when they grow up and they play in little games and they do it wrong, they say, let me do a what? A do-over. That makes it right, you know. Give me a do-over. I can remember even when I was out there golfing and you hit a bad stroke. That's a mulligan. I get a chance to do it over again. But the thing is, we want to make sure that we're starting out in 2012 the way we should. Amen? He said that this church is a house of what? Prayer. And I think that's a note that we ought to end on, with the house of prayer. The thing is, we want to invite you down. To come down and we just want to talk with God to make sure that 2012 will be the best year we ever had is for evangelism, reaching out into the community, and doing the things that we should be doing. A lot of it we didn't get done last year, but we have to get it done this year. Amen? It's just like we're in a relay race. They're running a quarter mile, and we're the fourth person. We're the one that's getting the baton. We have to bring it home. We're the only ones. Amen? He chose us, even with our own what? Faults, our limitedness, we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, but he chose us to help spread this gospel of Jesus Christ. And there is how many perfect? There's none of us. And we need encouragement. We need to encourage each other. Amen? And we just want to make sure that, Lord, in 2012, I don't want nothing clogging up my life that I can't serve you. Amen? And so I want to invite you down this morning. And we just want to talk with God, because this is a house of what?
Prayer.
Prayer. And I think that's the ideal thing. I just like to, for you to come down now, and we just want to talk with God and ask him, and maybe we'll do it just with individual shout-outs of prayer, what you want to do in 2012. Amen? How that the Lord can help shape your life and to help bring you to that moment. So we want to come down, because if we can't pray about it, if this is not a house of prayer, the Lord's going to be very upset, because he said, this is the house of prayer. This is where it should be. And I look forward to having you serve me and do all the things that I want you to do. But you got to pray about it. Amen?
Amen.
It's a house of prayer. And sometimes we forget that. We just forget it. And we think that I can just do it on my own. I can just by myself alone. But we cannot do that. Amen? We just want to have a little shout-outs of prayer. It's another mic we can pass around. I thought it was one up there. Okay, but where you are, if we can just have a little shout-outs of prayer as to what you want to change in your life in 2012, amen? Because we just want to make sure that we just get it right. And we don't have time to waste around. We want to make sure that whoever's coming to be the pastor, that who sent him?
God
sent him. And then that means that you give him respect, and that working with him throughout the community and help bring this work to a close. Amen? Our gracious Father in heaven, we thank you for the Holy Spirit as they inspire others to talk and to say what was on their hearts, and that their desires to as they go forward into 2012. Certainly we don't know what 2000 years is going to bring, but we trust in you that you will lead and guide us in the right way. We thank you, dear Father, for the prayers that was been offered up here at this time, and for the concern as we realize that we are a chosen people. We have been called by God to warn the world. Maybe we didn't accomplish all in 2011, but we pray, dear Father, that we know that the church started out perfect and is going to end perfect. And we just have that confidence in you that we will rise to the occasion, that we will accomplish what you have intended for us to do. And we'll be like that angel. We will be boldly and shouting with a loud voice and crying aloud in the communities. Again, we thank you, dear Father, for this opportunity that we've had to come aside. And as we're closing out 2011, we're looking forward to doing great things for you in 2012. Again, we ask, dear Father, for the leading and guidance of your Holy Spirit in our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank thee. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to another powerful presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We trust that you have been blessed and pray that you will choose to be used by God. As always, stay blessed by the best.